seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners. I'm your host, Mehdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, and he was also the seventh divinely appointed Imam from among the household of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Now we find that Imam Musa al-Kazim's life, in all of its various dimensions, is distinguished in a few things. First of all, he is distinguished in the firmness and the strength for which he stood up for when it came to the right, to truth, to haq. We also find his steadfastness in front of all kinds of events, trials and tribulations, good or bad. And we also see Imam Musa al-Kazim's luminous behavior, his actions, his morals, and his ethics, of which no deviation or crookedness has ever been reported. And finally, the life of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam is marked by balance. It is in harmony with that of the life of the Prophet Muhammad. These are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام الصنيعة لا تتم صنيعة عند المؤمن لصاحبها إلا بثلاثة أشياء: تصغيرها وسترها وتعجيلها. فمن صغر الصنيعة عند المؤمن فقد عظم أخاه، ومن عظم الصنيعة عنده فقد صغر أخاه، ومن كتم ما أولاه من صنيعه فقد كرم فعاله، ومن عجل ما وعد فقد هنئ العطية.
Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam stated, "A good turn done to a fellow believer is not considered complete until accompanied by three things: underestimation of the act, concealing it, and hastening its completion. He who underestimates his good turn to a fellow believer has esteemed his brother highly indeed, whereas he who esteems his good turn to be great has deemed his brother to be insignificant. He who conceals the good turn that he has done has honored his action, and he who hastens to fulfill his promise takes pleasure in the gift too."
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's great to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. Dear friends, we are talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. Now, these dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, even though they might seem short and sweet, very brief, but in reality, the meaning and the wisdom behind them is not only something that has surpassed age and time, but the profoundness of the wisdom is so great that it truly can encompass the cosmos. Now, one such instance we want to talk about in this segment is that Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam, in his dialogue with his companions, said that the soul has to be admonished. And so here Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam said to the companion, whoever has no admonisher of his own soul, his enemy, Shaitan, has power over him. So here we're talking about, first and foremost, one's own soul, and we are also talking about an admonisher of your own soul. Now, really, this is such a beautiful statement because, for example, we have two situations. One situation is where we ourselves are the admonisher and the reprimander and the one who keeps in check our own soul. The other situation is when we don't have an admonisher on our own soul, when we don't keep a check, we don't keep watch over, we don't reprimand, we don't guard our own soul. Now, in the second situation, when somebody is not guarding their own soul, then of course, Shaitan will come and influence them and instigate them towards doing all kinds of sins. And if one does not admonish and keep their own soul under control, then of course, as Imam al-Kadhim says, Shaitan will have power over that individual. But on the other hand, we had the first scenario, the first condition or situation in which we do guard our own soul. We do keep an eye on our own soul. We do reprimand and admonish our own soul. In this situation, it is much more difficult for Shaitan to come and overpower us. Why? Because we are constantly keeping a watch over our actions, over our thoughts, and over our souls in order to protect our soul and ourselves from the disobedience to the Almighty Allah. This is dialogue, Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Now let's listen to Brother Muhammad Al-Hilli, who's going to talk about today's topic.
Imam al-Kadhim is famous for this particular emphasis during his time. What he wanted to do was he saw there was a great deal of moral corruption. There was attachment to this world. The Abbasid caliphs were engrossed in the materialistic possessions of this world. They were drinking intoxicants. They were spending their time illegitimately with women. They were spreading fahisha and fahsha. And Imam alayhi salam rose to the challenge to correct this type of actions that were there and to spread these important teachings, which highlight the need for you and I to hold ourselves accountable and to practice muhasaba every single day. Imam alayhi salam is telling us that without practicing this muhasaba, this self-accountability, one cannot be considered a follower of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far and the Ahl al-Bayt alayhum as-salam. Why? The Quran comes forward and says, "Kafa bi nafsika al-yawma 'alayka hasiba." Sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Imam Salamullahi alayhi says, when you hold yourself accountable every single day, that will allow you to strengthen your willpower, the power to say no to temptations, to desires, to the whims that you and I may have every single day when we're presented with all these challenges. Imam alayhi salam saw this particular opportunity to remind you and I of the importance of self-accountability. And he goes on to say that when it comes to this important action of muhasaba, one should reflect. If I have done a good deed, I should strengthen the resolve to continue performing it and to do more and more. But if, God forbid, I have committed an evil vice or a sin or an act of transgression against the Almighty subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the effort should be made and the commitment should be placed for that not to be repeated.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at farstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.